Good morning. I know a lot of time we say we're blessed to be here, but I truly was this morning. It was very special with the singing. Some of the first couple songs we sang, I think it's been years since we've sung some of them, and took my mind back to 20 years ago when some of the first songs we learned, and it was very special. I don't know, Jay, if your daughter knew you was going to lead to singing, but she was singing before you ever came up, and that blessed me. So, yeah, well, praise the Lord that His mercies are new this morning and that we can come to the house of the Lord and worship Him. Thank you, Josiah and Rosemary, for your testimony. It's still the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from sin, and I'm thankful for that. There is no other thing. There is no other salvation. It's still blood. Praise the Lord. This morning I had a couple words that I've been pondering the past week that I heard these two words and been thinking of them, and it's nothing new. I have nothing new here this morning. But I think of what Ben shared yesterday at the homeschool on flashcards and drills, and that's what the gospel is. It's to understand the foolishness of preaching. We can't say, well, I read that and I already know it, you know, but it's that continual working in the gospel in us and through us that changes us. So, the words are duty and delight. The definition of duty is a moral or legal obligation, a task or action that someone is required to perform. Obligation, a job, or a chore. And delight is a cause or source of great pleasure. Great pleasure. So this morning, is it a duty to come to church or is it a delight? You know, I'm thankful I can truly say it's a delight to me to gather and praise the Lord. It just caused me to ponder, when people see my life, do they see that I'm doing, have a Christian life out of duty, or is it a delight? And then also there was it talks a lot in Proverbs and in Psalms. There was a proverb that I read this week that kind of spoke to me. It says, "Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in the latter end." We live in a society where advice or instruction is not accepted. Everyone wants to do what they want to do. I know I've shared this with some of the brothers here, but I, working in Fort Wayne at the time on the Arch United building, it's right by Freeman Square. And I don't know, God wants to do something in my life, I guess, because He's been working, showing me the violence and the crime, the ungodliness every day. The homeless, the railroad track that goes over the city there, a couple of streets that goes across, and below the railroad tracks, the pillars there is where I park my vehicle. And I've seen multiple times where they have a piece of cardboard laying down, and And they're laying there sleeping, the homeless, you know, wrapped up in a blanket. Seemed the Lord just been working in my heart that why them, why not me? You know, who are we that we deserve something better? You know, we're not special. You know, God loves everyone. But at the same time, there's choices. And the simple salvation message is, like we heard this morning, is still Jesus' word said, repent and believe the gospel. But the crime and the violence and the fighting, it's unbelievable to me. It's really been something to experience. They have chases where they'll try to stop a vehicle and they just keep driving. I had to think of the proverb that says they're not taking instruction. You know, they just keep going. Till they have to get the SWAT team and, yeah, everybody involved. Army trucks are out. And he ends up being in critical condition in the hospital. Simply because not heeding, not listening, not taking advice, not taking instruction. So that's not my message, but I was thinking on duty or delight. In Psalms, there's a wrong delight. Maybe I'll begin with the wrong, the negative. It says in Proverbs that the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Proverbs 2:14 says, who rejoice to do evil and delight in frowardness of the wicked. They delight in the frowardness of the wicked. They don't have no fear of God or no respect. But I had to think of David. I just went through Psalms and I didn't get all the verses, but I got some verses that David chose to delight. He says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. So he took great pleasure in the Lord, in delighting in the Lord. I delight to do thy will, O God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. It's a promise. Psalm 37:4, it's a promise that if one who seeks first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, if you long for this above all else, you can enjoy God taking pleasure in him. And the results in complete satisfaction and contentment in him. So when we delight yourself in the Lord, we want what God wants. So we focus on him and his word, that we want what he wants. And knowing that what he wants is ultimately good, and what he wants is ultimately wise, and what he wants is ultimately best for those who trust in him. In Psalms 119, it says, David said, Many times David says, I will. Here he says, I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Psalms 119, verse 24. The testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. Verse 35. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Verse 47. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. As I had to think of David delighting himself, the Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And when no matter where we're at or what we're facing, there's some very severe trials sometimes that we see and face and that God takes us through. And yet, we can have an inner joy. God wants us to have that. Verse 70 says, their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. 77, let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. God's law is our delight. But I think of David's life. The Bible says he was a man after God's own heart. And yet, when he was being chased, Saul and his army was going to kill him. I would imagine his thoughts were, why is this happening to me? Or, Lord, why did you ever anoint me king? But he never says that. I find when we're in a trial, we do get those negative thoughts. But when we can open our mouth and say, Lord, I will trust you, it's different than, I think God sees it different than if we say it, maybe, I don't know. Say that we're hurting or whatever. But David said, I will trust the Lord. I will delight myself. The sacrifice of the wicked is abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. I don't think David always understood what was going on in his life. I don't believe he did. That's my thoughts. I don't believe he understood. And we don't either. There's many times that there's trials I face that I do not understand what is happening or what's going on. But we can rejoice that we have the Word of God, we have His promises, and that He will see us through. David said he delights in God's law. So I just had a little short meditation here. I knew that Ben was going to preach today, and I was looking forward to that. So I don't want to take a lot of time away from him. I got my scribbles all messed up. I'm not sure where I'm at. So, but I guess the bottom line is if we delight in the Lord, or is our Christian life a duty? That's kind of my thoughts this morning. I'd like to turn to 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18. And we can, could we sing them verses this morning? I think we all know them. Rejoice evermore, for this is the will of God. Rejoice evermore.